please go ahead.
I understand that it's possible to feel them and to know them and understand them, but I don't most of the time. And I just wonder. I just wonder why. I suppose love, which is often replaced by fear and anxiety for me about the caring, sharing part of living. I find that a very difficult part of life to live in.
So I would read two questions in there rather than one, if I'm understanding correctly. So question number one seems to be about understanding and defining the emotions.
Yeah.
And number two is about perhaps why you shy away from certain types. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the first question is actually a question I really like, because there's a lot of energetic information I want to share around that question. So the difficulty of identifying emotions. First of all, remember that giving them a label is a very human activity. And emotions are decidedly pre-verbal, if you will. And so they don't lend themselves easily to names anyway. And secondly, they are much more complex than one thing. So even though you might really be able to distinguish anger, because that is usually a clear one for most people, it is really a complex package where anger is the most obvious, but there are other layers within it. So the first thing I'd like to say is, don't worry too much about the label. The next thing I want to say is that every emotion is really derived from either love or fear, and of course many are a combination of both. But there's that fundamental, is it love or is it fear? So let's just think about that for a minute. Let's pretend that it's like light and dark. Let's call love light and fear dark. Well, dark is only an absence of light. It is not really its own thing. If you have two rooms completely walled off and closed off from each other, and one of them has a light on and the other does not, and you open the door between them, does the dark flow into the light room? No, of course not, because it is not real. The light flows into the dark room. So, fear is merely an absence of love. Okay, and if we then say that love is the energy of the universe, it is what, shall we say, electricity is made of, just to choose a term. If it is the energy, then when a human is in alignment with their own spiritual self, then they are in the flow of love. It doesn't matter whether it's their own love or source love or just love as the energy. It doesn't matter how you think of it or call it. But as soon as something or a thought causes a human to go, oh, wait a minute, I'm afraid of that, then in effect, they are stepping out of that energy of love. That's all. So fear is an absence of love. Fear is not being in the present moment. It is being in a past moment, in a future, potential future moment. It is not being in the present moment. So, this is my, shall we say, fundamentals before we go further into this discussion about the emotions. Do you have any questions on that first?
No.
Okay. So, when you are feeling an emotion and trying to understand it, emotions are also a message, if you will, from somewhere in your being to yourself. So it's really, an emotion is trying to assist you in your own process of awakening. So it's trying to bring light, bring truth, bring information to something. And the only purpose for that is to allow you to be more free and more open and to come more into your own power, because whatever it is giving you information about is getting in the way of that process. So does that make sense?
Yes.